96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Revolution with Juan McCartney is sponsored by J.S. Johnson, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Ron's Electric Motors, the Progressive Liberal Party, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, the Free National Movement, Bahamas Check Services, Marco's Pizza, and Wayne Monroe of the Progressive Liberal Party.
Good afternoon, Bahamas, and welcome to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name's Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. We got quite a number of things going on. We had a lot of activity over the weekend. We got a number of things to discuss today. But the very first thing I will say is that I know it's campaign season. Again, I'm not sure why we're having an election now. I know it's campaign season. I know that people are excited. They're getting fired up. But I'm noticing an abandonment of protocols when it comes to what's happening with these political events. So I noticed that at the F&M event, people getting out of their cars, congregating. Some got masks, some don't. The PLP had a huge motorcade this weekend. I mean, people were strewn out on the roadside, not checking, no masks. You know, the majority of Bahamians are unvaccinated. And even those who are vaccinated are still at risk. I have a friend whose mother is in hospital now with COVID-19, fully vaccinated, long time with AstraZeneca, right? She was ventilated. She's getting better last report, but you could still catch COVID, get sick from COVID, end up in the hospital, and die. Chances are you won't die if you catch COVID, but you could die, so you might want to try to be a bit safer, particularly those with comorbidities. The Bahamas is beset with people who have comorbidities, so you got to try to apply. I don't believe in campaigning in the middle of a pandemic, but it is what it is. It's happening. You need to please, please, please be careful. And I'm saying that not even for you, because you may not care if you live or die or catch COVID or whatever like that, or whoever lives or dies or catches COVID. I'm saying it for me, right? So if something happens, God forbid, to me or someone I love, doctor's hospital won't be able to take them. Princess Margaret's going to stick them in a tent in the parking lot. Even if it's not COVID, if it's an accident, right? Some heart trouble, again, God forbid, I'm not wishing that on anyone. If something happens, they're screwed, right? If they're in a bad way, they may not make it. To airlift you out to the States takes more time now because the hospitals in Florida are almost full, particularly South Florida. So you got to be careful. And you're like, oh, Juan, you don't be preachy. It is what it is. I see you out here, you're acting reckless. And I'm like, all right, y'all don't care about you, right? You just whatever. But you got to try and look at the bigger picture. Try and understand that the hospital can't take it. The Medical Association of the Bahamas is warning about this stuff, all right? Talking about the rapid escalation in COVID-19 hospitalizations and death. We had 27 more deaths were confirmed over the weekend. They didn't just happen all over the weekend, but they were confirmed over the weekend, all right? People from 35 to 83 years old. The majority of these deaths are older people, I've noticed. But still, you got to be careful. What I see, it doesn't make sense. And I know you're saying, oh, it's a motorcade. I never got, yeah, 6 and 70 all on one truck. 20 of y'all on a flatbed. I know you fired up. I know you won, showed that the PLP got clout. You gathered on the side of the road. You ain't wearing masks. You had the headquarters is all the Avenue Mampy up here. You had the headquarters. You're grilling out. You're drinking. It's going to be a problem. All right? You got to be careful. You're not going to make it to election day. You're going to be sick. You can't come to the polls. You'll be so sick. And then some of y'all can come to the polls sick and infect other people. Not me, because I'll be wearing my face shield mask, as many PPEs as I can get. Gloves. So you got to stick your hand in the ink. And I'll also be carrying my stick to indicate to people not to get near to me. Please, be careful. The next thing I want to say is to the Progressive Liberal Party, right? I got a message for the Progressive Liberal Party and for the FNM today. To the Progressive Liberal Party, now, this is going to come across as seemingly personal, but it's for the greater good, I assure you. I asked the Progressive Liberal Party and the Free National Movement, but I got a response from the Progressive Liberal Party. I asked the Progressive Liberal Party, well, I got a favorable response from the PLP. I asked the Progressive Liberal Party to interview the party's leader, Philip Brave Davis, all right, before the election. I said it could be at any location he chooses. It could be at any time he chooses. I don't have a problem with it. I will make time. I want to interview him. I want to ask him pointed questions about governance. So they came back to me, the PLP said, okay, yes, you can do that, but we want to record it, video it, you know, like a sit-down video interview. And I was like, I don't care, that's fine, as long as I get the audio for my show, you know? And so they said, that's fine. So they come back to me. So I said, fine, you can record it, no problem. I have no problem. You can record it and shoot it out there for the entire world. Don't matter to me, as long as I get the interview, right? So they come back to me, and then they say, okay, well, you need to send in the questions. All right? I said, well, I don't do that, because, you know, my questions run the gamut. I don't want to be held to a specific thing with only the questions I sent you, right? And plus, I ain't got a lot of time to be writing up questions, right? So, but I said, okay. I sat down, I made the time, and I wrote out the questions. And I'm not lying, I could read them to you if you'd like, right? So the questions, and I tried not to make it too, you know, lengthy, and I figured an hour solid, you know, people often come to me and they go, oh, let's do a 2-hour show. And I'm like, what in God's name could you and I, you know, actually discuss for 2 hours? That'd be interesting, you know? But I figured we wouldn't go for more than an hour. So anyway, and they were like, so I said, okay, fine. You want questions? And they told me, I told them, give me 3 days, right? And so they said, fine. So I write out the questions, all right? And they run the gamut of topics from the controversies of the PLP to governance, to economics, to crime, et cetera. All serious national issues, although I'm not super interested in what they're talking about with crime. So I said, give me 3 days. So they said, fine. So they come back, and they go, well, can we have the questions in 2 days? I said, well, that's y'all putting pressure on me now again, and the interview's not supposed to be, we were already supposed to do the interview. The interview's not supposed to be till that Saturday, right? I believe it was a Sunday we had the discussion, and then the interview's not supposed to be that Saturday, and so I told him, give me 3 days. I'll write the questions for you because I am busy. I'm sure he is too, but so am I, you know? So they say 2 days, right? So I'm saying, okay, fine. 2 days, I'll give them to you that night because I got a lot going on. Because after I leave here, I would normally do some work with the newspaper, run my errands, come back and finish my work with the newspaper, and we wrap up, you know, 8, 9 o'clock sometimes. It depends on what's coming in. Like last night, they sent out the fiscal snapshot, which I'm going to talk about. They sent that late, so we were still figuring that out at the time. So anyway, I said, I'll give them to you that evening. So they come back to me, and they go, well, we want them that afternoon, right? So I took the time out, and I said, you know what? Screw this. I'm going to do this tonight. So I sat down and typed out all the questions. I was rushing, because when I go back over the questions, I see one or two little grammatical errors that I should have cleaned up. But I type out all the questions. I send them to the PLP, and they ghost me. I have not heard from any one of them since. The hour and the day of the Brave Davis, they never told me the location. The hour and the day of the Brave Davis interview is long past. No one has contacted me since. No one has spoken about it since then. It's just been stony silence. And, you know, listen, I was going to ask him whatever I felt like anyway, but at least I did the courtesy of sending the questions. You could respond, right? And I would have stuck to the questions, but again, your answers would determine what follow-up questions there were. You can't control that in an interview. You know, I'm not working for y'all. I got to be able to have the flexibility to, you know, get information the way I see fit. Nobody has said anything to me. And so I'm wondering if you guys win, is this going to be the modus operandi? I don't want to play this this hot and cold game, this cat and mouse game. You need to come through. And let me do the interview. Let me do the interview. You know, I said I wanted to interview him. I want to talk to him. I want to talk to you before you become prime minister. I want to understand if you become prime minister. I want to talk to you before the election. If you become prime minister, then I'll have an idea after talking to you about what exactly you said you were going to be like, and then we can compare that to what you're actually like. But we get nothing. We get, you know, I mean, very nice campaigning. I love the commercials. You know, they're very compelling. Brave Davis is you. Have you seen that one? You haven't seen that one with the ladies? Brave Davis is you. Very good commercial. A little lengthy. Love the rally, the virtual rally. Great idea. Right? Speeches are all right. Chester Cooper had a good speech. But you know, I like Chester Cooper. He had a good speech Saturday, it was? Yeah. Very good. Gave me feelings of a pendling, you know, in his delivery and his conciseness of message. Brave, not so much. All right. But, you know, he's not a brave ain't to come out there all charismatic, like, you know what I mean, all the time. So it is what it is. All right. Some people just are like, born for it. You know what I mean? And some people got to work at it. Jesse Cooper's just... got it. And as far as his delivery and all this, you know. PLP, reach out to my man. Don't do me like that. The FNMs tell me it ain't gonna happen with Dr. Minnis. So I ain't not holding out any outsized hope on that score. Now I want to talk about the FNM because I'm very saddened today. By what's going on. Good afternoon. We got a call? That's fine. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Brother Vaughn McCartney.
Hey, how's it going?
Good to hear your voice.
Thank you. Good to hear yours.
Yes. And I know that you need a break on your vacation, and I assume that you had a good one.
Yes.
Brother McCartney, we have a lot of action going on in the Bahamas, right?
That's right. Plenty, plenty.
You remember myself and you. You finally agree. We both agreed on that Jezebel Christ has invaded the world. And I am of the belief the worst is yet to come. I will be voting on Saturday, on Thursday. I changed my mind. I said I will never vote again. But I will be voting on Thursday if God spare my life. I'm at that age where I can vote early.
Excellent.
But I will make my decision, and I still believe that nothing will change.
Mm-hmm.
I just believe that I should as a senior now to do my civic duty.
Participate, yes.
And I have 5 beautiful grand, beautiful daughters, and I would like to be an example for them. But what's going on in the world and in the Bahamas is bigger than what eyes can see. And leaders, I am of the belief that they are out of touch. One of the major principles going on in the world, in my cases, and as I see it, man is now thinking that he is smarter than God. And I don't want to sound too super spiritual.
It's fine.
And anytime man adopts that attitude, you check the demigods we have around here. When they become elected or get elected, you check. You call 4, 5, 10 times. But right now, they are begging you for your vote. Coming and, I mean, basically all this pandemic, they are coming around and begging what they can do and what they can do. And they, some of them cannot run a candy kitchen. But when they get elected, they make themselves demigod. And until man get that in his brain, that he is there to serve. Serve. He asks you to vote for him so he can serve. But his motive is different. And they come under the spirit of deception. The spirit of deception is heavy, heavy, heavy in this country. And especially in the church. I'm a church. I'm in the church. I go to church. I am a believer. The spirit of deception is heavy in the church. And this is why the family structure is eroded, because one person had one of the two had different motives. One was under the spirit of deception, and the next one was saying, okay, I hope this can work. And this is what's going on with the world. Kind of a little deep, what I'm saying. So nothing would change in terms of performance, even if government changed or this one state. Man, mind, he make himself a demigod. Have a wonderful day, brother.
All right, my brother. Thank you. All right. Well, let me do a text message before I talk about the FNM. It says, Juan, the PLP are happy for the past 4 years beating up the FNM, so in their minds, there's no need to answer the media. LOL. They need to come through, man. Says, Anton got you ghosted, Juan. Maybe. Juan, you think our politicians heard of the Delta variant? Do they know it originated in India? Do they know why India's second wave was so bad? Elections. Elections played a big part in the India COVID surge. We should be learning from other countries, not repeating history. Very disappointed. Says Juan, the PLP will not win election. I tell you that. All right, if you say so. That's a taste, Juan, of what's to come. That's why I'm sending this one out. Peter ain't no better than Paul. Juan, do not allow the political leaders to cause you to compromise your journalistic ethics. No questions in advance. If they can't handle press questions like our current PM, then perhaps they lack the qualifications to lead our country. Well, here's how I look at it. I don't look at it as an ethical problem with sending in questions, all right? I look at it because if you were to say to me, send me the questions by email, as people often do, then I wouldn't have a problem with that. Right, so I don't necessarily have a problem with asking questions in advance, but I want a sit-down interview, right? I don't want a written response. I want a sit-down interview because I want to hear the words you're saying. I want to feel your energy, right? I want to be able to respond to how you respond to it. So that's what I really want, but I don't have a fundamental problem with the ethics of sending in questions in advance. I want it so sad the PLP wants to be in power and their would-be PM can't answer honest questions, and these are the same people citizens are going to call, going all crazy about. Bad, bad, bad. Here's the thing. I don't know that Davis even knows. Now, I know I was promised the interview at a particular on a particular day, but I don't know that he knows. And the day it happened, he was like, he went somewhere, and I was like, maybe he's coming back. Like, he left the island. I was like, maybe he's coming back. The day it was supposed to happen, he left the island. I was like, maybe he's coming back. this afternoon and they're going to call me? I don't know. Because I was on standby. And I was like, whatever. I'm going to have a whiskey. Says, so Juan, you know Anton don't want to call your show today. Let's see if he have pride. Says, Juan, why do you have to send in the questions to someone who wants to be a leader because he can't think on his feet? You see how he fumbles when he's asked a question that's not written out by Fred Mitchell? Brave said Minnis liked to call his name, but everything comes out of his mouth for the past 4 years was Minnis. Hey, Juan, are you guys printing the candidates' pictures in polling stations in The Guardian? I don't know that we are, but I'm going to recommend that we do. It's not that difficult a thing to do. But I'll be honest with you, by the time I leave here and get into something else, I may forget all about that. So it's like, I only think about that because you are reminding me about it. Juan, do you think Dr. Forbes is somewhere pulling the hairs out of her head after those rallies on the weekend? Probably. Says Chester Cooper did sound very pendling-ish. You think the FNM opponent have a good chance in Exuma? No, I don't think Jenny Dotson has any chance. Like her, but no. Hello, Juan. I have a question that's totally off politics for a quick minute. In a section of the emergency order regarded being able to license your vehicle later than the due date, still in effect. Thanks for your response. Yeah, it's still in effect. Yep. Emergency order is still in effect. Yep. So you don't have to license your vehicle at this time. Then you get a grace period. Although, again, if the emergency order is gone, what law protects you from the commissioner of police saying, ticket these people? Someone tell me that. Juan, the FNM is the most hypocritical party run by Minnis, not Ingram, like Candia said. If it was the PLP with all this alleged corruption, it would be all kind of outcry. But with them, they say it's PLP foolishness. Yeah, I mean, this response to these things, like, I get what you're trying to do. You're trying to, like, stall out until after the election, I guess. But I'm very disappointed that this is the way that it's being handled. Juan, what other options do we have in voting in this election? So many people are dying from this alpha virus. You know those lines will be long. Wow, what do we do? I'm going. Like I said, protect yourself. Stay away from me. Don't be all up on my back, breathing on me. Don't stay away. Stay away. You want to get mad about it? Then you will have to be mad about it. I don't want you up on me. That's just what it is. Says, hi, Juan. Was the female doctor who died over the weekend vaccinated or unvaccinated? I do not know her vaccination status. I wouldn't, I do not know. So I couldn't speak to that. But it's very tragic. It's very, very sad stuff. Says, Rev, if candidates would only stop speaking in glittering generalities and give us some concrete examples, timeline, and main points, instead of promising utopia, I could get with the program. Well, like I said, Chester Cooper had a good speech. He outlined some of the things they want to do. You know, he kind of painted a vision of like what could be, which was good. You know, and good points for some points for the FNM too, because they've been pointing out specifics as to what they want to address. All right, listen, let's talk about the FNM. I'm so unhappy with this rift within the FNM. I like you, FNM. I want you to do well. I want all good things for you. I want all the best for you. PLP as well. The country benefits from having strong political parties that utilize all the best talent that is wishing to offer service in whatever form. All right? So I want the FNM to be strong. I want the FNM to be unified. I want the FNM to be focused as to how we're going to move forward as a nation. But this thing you got with Ingram, it's not, you're chopping up your history here. I want you to make it right. You got to make it right with Papa. You got to. All right? I understand. Families fight, but you're still family. There's always a door could be opened again. You gotta bring Papa back into the fold, right? He's got expertise. He's got connections. He's got experience. You could use him, right? Sands is using him. You got to bring Papa back into the fold. Let me read what Ingram said. Ingram hopes Sands will one day become PM. Now, I don't take that as shade against Dr. Minnis, right? A lot of FNMs apparently are taking it that way, but I don't take it that way. And I don't think that Ingram wants the PLP to win. I don't know. I haven't spoken to him, but I don't think so. right? I don't think so. All right. Now, I don't know what the problem is between Ingram and the current leadership of the FNL. I don't know if it's because of, well, it can be because of the Ingram era over, because he campaigned for him after that in the last election. I don't know if it's because after Hurricane Dorian and there was criticism of what the government was doing, a lot of FNMs lashed out at Ingram. I don't know. They tried to discredit his contribution in a way. I don't know if, like, there's a personal rift. I know that there's different factions in the FNM. There's the Ingramites, and then there's the Cecilites, right? Who were brought into the FNM and helped form it under Sir Cecil Wallace Whitfield. Your Turnquests, your folks, your these sorts of people. I don't know. I know that now they are in control of the FNM, and the Ingramites are not. But I don't know if it's because of that rift there. I don't know. But whatever it is, you need to fix it, because it just doesn't look good. Y'all got to fix it with Papa. You got to make it right. Make it right. I'm going to read some of the story for you in a second, but I do want to talk about the fiscal snapshot. And you know what? Let me say this before the break. All right? Fiscal snapshot. Government beat its revenue projections for fiscal year 2020, 2021. I did not think they would. I said that I doubt they'll hit the revenue target. You, of course, had not hit a single budget revenue target prior to that. But I said I would be glad if I was wrong. So I'm wrong. They beat the revenue target. I'm glad. Good for you, right? Good for the country. We still got a debt crisis looming, but good. You beat the revenue target, all right? Now, I know what Kwesi Thompson hardening up about in this statement he sent out. I'll read it for you in a little bit. Because, A, you just kind of got there, and B, this is the first time you hit the revenue target. And every time you didn't hit it, you downplayed the fact that you didn't hit it. Let's go to the phone line. That's fine. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm good. You're extraordinary.
Oh, good afternoon. I'm glad to be in the top of it. But see, let me tell you something, Ron. See, everybody disagrees with me as well, with my brothers and my sisters and them. And when I say, well, let's speak in my mind.
Yeah, me too.
Like it does.
Me too.
Okay?
Yeah.
And Mr. Ingram is my good. I used to be Ingram like too. But see, I listen what you say. I will listen what you do. I listen vividly. Mr. Ingram said, hit him one, two times. He came up and got three. Mm. He said that I'm a grandfather now. Right? So, see, my thing is, Mr. Ingram and I document the personal first. Because when document the first came to run, I said, Doc, you cannot be paid with you. And the two horses Saxon, if you want a PLP. So I said, go to Papa and tell Papa fine and explain to you the one. And the rest was history. You see, a lot of people be trying to get in our FNM business. See, I don't get in PLP business, though. That's their business. I try to ask how to win. I know Dr. Minister Hill. I know that's a serious man. I've been on the man for years and years. The man don't play. See, a lot of people think he's soft. And many times I told him, I said, brother, you need to be just like pulling and tapping them down. You need to mark some people up. They think you're soft. See, won't be many people complain, but every Jesus is going to tell my brother. I be on the ground every day. School, on the ground every day. People selling food. Selling food. Hiding. Everybody gets food. What? The bomb is not right. Right? We made some mistakes. And I can tell this one, all the FNM, them who like wood and talk niggas, they will do it again. And now they have to get power and see what's happening here. I'm trying to take my call, my brother.
Okay. Appreciate you. So anyway, we got to take a break. Well, let's take a break. I'm going to touch on the story with Ingram. I don't take it the way y'all take it. I mean, you could take it that way, but I don't take it the way y'all take it. Not on first. I take it that there's a rift. I take it like that. But I don't take it as like, forget minutes. You know, like Ingram saying that. He might be saying that. But I don't really take it like that because he's guarding his language. All right, let's go to a break, and we'll be right back.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Growing up over the hill, Dr. Minnis learned the importance of education. That's why the FNM is delivering on its commitment to expand education access, improve academic opportunities, and push to make the University of the Bahamas tuition-free. And it's why the FNM is repairing and building schools in every corner of the Bahamas, paving the way to a brighter future. The FNM is making a difference for the next generation of Bahamians. September 16th, vote FNM, because it's about your future.
This has been a paid political announcement from the Free National Movement. The Water and Sewage Corporation advises the public and its customers that the corporation will commence improvement works on Bamboo Boulevard, South Beach East, beginning Friday, September 3rd, 2021, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily for a period of 8 weeks. During this time, there may be some interruption in water supply and traffic flow around the work area. The corporation apologizes for any inconvenience caused.
Throughout our lifetime, we must all make decisions. No matter how we choose, the right one just needs to be made. Like having J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers as your insurance partner. We've been serving the Bahamas for over 100 years. Whether you need home, motor, marine, or commercial insurance, make the right decision. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S. Johnson Insurance.
Here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. We were talking different issues. One, please, 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 for the love of God, stop whiling out at these political events. Two, the PLP straight wasted my time talking about interviewing Philip Rafe Davis. And three, the FNM has a rift with Papa that's not good. It's not good for these fissures to be exposed so close to the election. All right? Y'all need to make it right with Papa. It can be done. Right? It can be done. I'm certain there's a way. Well, I let me not say that. I'm hoping there's a way. Like I said, I want the best for you guys. I want a good, strong, healthy FNM. And PLP. Says Juan, you gave a positive to the FNM. Lord Anton will call you now and bring you back in line. No, I told you I'm gonna call it like I see it. If the FNM does good things, I'm gonna say they did good things. If the PLP does good things, I'm gonna say they do good things. Good afternoon, Juan, in the Bahamas at large. The few words that former PM Ingram spoke to, I believe, is a game changer. Those words were loaded. Some may not believe it, but that is a master and skillful move indeed. All bets, I don't believe, will remain the same after Mr. Ingram's move. Just my observation and opinion. It says, one of our people realized that Minnis has not sat down with an independent reporter or journalist in over 6 years. This is insane for the leader of a nation. It says, good afternoon, Juan. The trend will continue. PLP will prevail. Possibly. I want Ingram's ego wants Minnis to fail because he doesn't want Minnis to have the political success that he, Ingram, had reelected, but Ingram does not want Brave or the PLP. Oh, okay. So you think it's that he just don't want Ingram to win two consecutive terms? He don't want Minnis? Says, tell me something, Juan. Where was the country headed financially before Dorian and COVID? Was the country on the right track? Yes or no? No. What do you mean? As far as financially? Financially, boy, that's not a yes or no question, right? So the economy was growing, but as far as the country headed financially on the right track, there's many factors to that answer. But if you want to know if the economy was growing, if government revenue was growing, even though they weren't hitting their targets, yes, I could say yes to that. You probably ought to be a little more specific with your question. All right, that several things were going well. Unemployment was decreasing. Yeah, Bahamar had a lot to do with that. The uptick in arrivals had a lot to do with that. Several things were going well before Dorian and the pandemic. Says, hi, Juan, it's 2016 repeating itself. The plot to get rid of Minnis. Hubert Ingraham wants Dwayne Sands to win, but wants the FNM to lose the general election. I would doubt that Ingraham wants the PLP to be in power. He'd have to tell me that for me to know that. Good afternoon, McCartney. Tell JJ to go away. He's happy because of all the contracts he's gotten. That's fine. JJ can get contracts. Why you begrudge him that? Let him get some contracts. Good afternoon. The PM's treatment of Papa will tarnish his legacy. Immediately after the 2017 elections, the PM made a statement stating that the Ingraham era was over. When the FNM loses, Dwayne Sands will become the leader of the opposition. Okay. Juan, are there any footnotes or fine print to go along with the fiscal snapshot? How can we test the veracity of the numbers that come out days before polling? Right, the timing's interesting. You just have to trust their reporting. This is the Ministry of Finance. They also get information from the central bank. Central bank gets information from the Ministry of Finance. There's reciprocity. You just have to trust their reporting. Now, when we talk about the fiscal snapshot, we're going to talk about what's not in it that we'd like to know. But we're going to have to trust what they are reporting to us. Because, I mean, I ain't like looking at, you know, what's in the treasury or looking at all our bonds and all this, you know? It says, the people of Kelowna can save our country. They just need to not vote for Minnis as their MP. I tell you what, I don't think that's going to happen. I know, I hear you. That's what you want, but I think you'd be in a better place if you disabuse yourself of the notion that Minnis will lose in Killarney. There's not many seats I can call, but I'm going to call that one for the FNM. Juan, Papa need to rest himself. No one is beholden to him. The dark ages are over. Remember, it was Papa who said ministers that do wrong things are punished by being voted out. Why? What incentive is that not to commit wrongdoing? It says, anyone who objectively assesses Dr. Minnis over this term cannot want him to repeat as PM. It's been an absolute, abysmal, petty, vindictive, late again, avoidable crisis after avoidable crisis. COVID election spread case in point, disappointing performance. The only people who want him to remain are the people who are getting million-dollar contracts. Says, there's been no secret that Papa supported Sands for leadership. He said it at the Elizabeth by-election, but emphatically said, I want that doctor in the House. There have been media advocates and all, no news here. I want Dwayne Sands to be in the House, too. I want Dwayne Sands to be Prime Minister someday, too. Straight up, I'll say that. And you won't hear me say that about... Have I said that about anyone? I don't think so. Sometimes you just got to be like, look, this is the guy for the job, and we'll just assess his performance when he gets there, but I believe he'll do well. Ingraham made it clear he came out to support Sands. He never said FNM. I mean, he's wearing the FNM shirt, though. Hey, when I think the lax COVID protocols was happening before elections got called, the motorcade just brought to light how relaxed we've gotten. There was a time when every store I walked into, I was greeted by someone making sure I was sanitized. Now it's hit or miss. I mean, but listen, if the people won't enforce it themselves, let the police enforce it. And he said, oh, is it a nanny state? No, if the PLP, right? Sorry. If the Royal Bahamas Police Force, sorry. If the PLP won't enforce social distancing and health protocols at these events, then the police must. If the FNM won't enforce social distancing and the other health protocols at their events, then the police must do it. Can you create an on-air revolution show, election poll like football, election pool like football pool? I'm accepting all bets against Minnie's victory. 50% of those people on the motorcade aren't registered. How you know that? One thing Bahamians do is vote, right? I think last election was one of our lowest turnouts ever, and that was like 88%. It says, good day, Juan. Do you know how long the unemployment benefit is supposed to last? Until the end of this month. Until the end of this month. At the end of this month, they're going to stop the unemployment benefit. Good afternoon. Mr. Ingram endorsed Mr. Sands. He was indirectly endorsing the FNM. Exactly. Says, but now, Juan, remember, people didn't think Christie could lose Centerville, but it happened. Don't estimate angry Bahamian voters. Yep. Christie, that was a shock. I would never have in a million years said that. Juan, Papa can't save Sands. He needs to go back to the hospital and save lives. That's what his PLP stalwart daddy spent all his money for. Papa, pick Minnis for leader and give him that good FNM seat. PLPs are saying Sands is running scared and Lizzie because of the PLP candidate, hence him bringing Papa, Chippy, and others. What say you? It don't hurt to bring out Papa. Everyone wants to see Papa. The PLPs want to see Papa. You know that. So it seems like the Israelites care more about motorcades and driving rallies more than their own well-being. Politics is going to be the end of some of us. I'll have to get to the fiscal snapshot in the next hour. To say the economy was growing is an exercise in self-deception. We were at 1% growth. It's growth, though, with no sign of improvement anywhere in the short term. The word anemic has to be prefixed to any statement describing growth between 2017 and 2019. We have to stop deceiving ourselves about what is, not you, Juan, we mere mortals. Yeah, it was in robust growth. But I can't lie to people and say there was an economic growth, even after the VAT increase. He says, yeah, I remember when Kalani used to be Delaporte and the PLP had that seat. Anything's possible these days. Anything is possible. This says 24 to 15 FNM. Wayman loses again. FNM wins 4 of 5 on Grand Bahama. PLP misses its chance with bad candidates to get across Southern New Province. Okay. Juan, you ain't lie. Everyone and their mother want to see Papa. Of course. Of course. Juan, Davis told my ladies to go get a whistle whenever someone tries to rape them. He said it was a well-researched idea. They do rape whistles. Hi, do you realize if Dr. Sands lose, he'll make history as the most losses in Bahamian elections? I think Dr. Lewis has the record. Maybe for the FNM, but about every candidate, because a lot of people have ran numerous times and didn't win. One, when we see BTC doing fool, we don't want to see Papa. All right, we got to go to a break. We're going to talk about the fiscal snapshot, and we can talk a little bit about the anger. But fix it. Y'all go fix it with Papa, man. I don't like it. I don't like this vibe of dissonance in the FNM. I want you guys to be great. All right? We'll be back on the other side of the break.
Hospitals are collapsing. Doctors say our healthcare system is past the breaking point. Nurses disrespected. Not enough beds or resources. Now, this government failed to disclose who's really benefiting from millions in COVID contracts, hiding who profits from travel visas, from food assistance, from COVID testing fees. So while healthcare collapsed, who got rich? The FNM can't fix the crisis. They are the crisis.
This has been a paid political announcement by the PLP.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
Wayne Monroe, the PLP candidate for Freetown. Freetown has not had good representation in making sure that the drains are cleared, that the streets are paved. We have no significant recreational spaces properly maintained. The young men who only want to work and strive are not given any opportunity. I will propose that we look at a fishing cooperative, the program that you can input all skills of all unemployed. I will go back to suggest that we finish Safe Bahamas, where every inner city community has a community center. On the 16th of September, vote Wayne Monroe for a new day in Freetown.
This has been a paid political announcement by Mr. Wayne Monroe, PLP candidate for Freetown.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
To the revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name's Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. All right, I want to talk fiscal snapshot. Let me get some of your, if you have any more text messages, let me see. It says, Juan, I want to make a prediction. A lockdown will take place on September 17th. Yeah, I know why y'all around here fooling yourself like whoever wins ain't going to increase restrictions. I don't know. I mean, I guess y'all want to get it in now. Maybe you're aware. But do we have a call on line? No, I didn't realize that. Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Mr. McCartney. How are you doing, sir?
I'm great. How's it going?
Good, good. Mr. McCartney, how much time is the PLP at Centerville?
Boy, they had Centerville for 40 years.
Okay. How much time is the F&M had Long Island?
F&M had Long Island all but, I think, 1967.
Okay, and the reason why I say that, Mr. McCartney, you know they like to look down at the inner city people, right?
They may have had the PLP twice. I don't remember. I'm sorry, who looks down on the inner city people?
You know, the people like to look down at the inner city people saying they're stupid, they're stupid grassroots people, and they vote for the PLP back and forth. But didn't they show everyone the last election what time it was? And they get rid of Mr. Christie?
Yeah, Bahamians don't do that to the average Bahamian voter. They have their reasons for voting, and their vote counts just as much as anyone else's.
Right, the reason why I said that. I listened to an interview where they was talking to the people from Long Island. Mm. Mr. McCartney, I believe if this is my belief now, if Perry Christie dress up in a red shirt and go as F&M, they'll vote for him.
Of course.
Honestly.
Of course.
Honestly.
Of course.
Why is like, and they look down at people saying this one's stupid and dumb. That person who always calling, leaving a text saying people is Israelites and stuff, it's people like that going and never move forward. You know, they call people stupid, this, that, and the next thing. What I like how the young people don't hold no punches no more. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Young people don't hold no grudge. They don't hold no party to their heart. If I get in a conversation with someone and they tell me, if I vote the only thing I vote PLP, I'll never vote nothing else. I vote F&M, I'll know what, never vote nothing else. I stop talking to them, you know. I stop talking and I walk right away.
Oh, Lord.
To me, that's not educated. You're educated at all to me, or you're stupid.
Yeah, you just don't like the party. It doesn't make sense.
Anyway, Mr. Wiley, have a good day.
Thank you, you too. I mean, you're entitled to just dislike the party on site, but I mean, you know, I don't know how intelligent a conversation you could have around that. Now, if you give reasons for not liking the party, but to say ever is a lot. Another call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Warren.
How's it going?
I seem to me that the PLP got their base back to grassroots.
There's some support. I was out Saturday, and it was some crowds.
They went back home because I guess under the FNM UPP, they didn't fare good. I got the PLP to feed them and take care of them. But let's get that to matter of hand. After September the 17th, if Dwayne signs for winning six, because there is no standard bearer after minutes is gone, who could be the deputy leader, the leader, and the chairman of the FNM? There'd be mass crisis come September the 17th on Market Street. Now, Mr. Sands may be a good leader, but there too, he said, Papa, we need to get other people that took to contest Sands to be leader of the FNM. And the PLB likewise when it's daytime. Papa picked minutes, you know. Papa picked minutes, Sands picked minutes, LBC. He said, she was even there. That night on Market Street, Papa picked his best friend to be 5 minutes of the country. Now, minutes up in bed with Maurice Moore and C.A. Smith. They can't stand Papa. Now, the point is C.A. Smith gonna be a GG and don't get mixed in the fray? But Maurice Moore says, 6 minutes is the best 5 minutes ever.
He doesn't know what he's talking about. And don't do that. Don't ask if the man has Alzheimer's. That's incredibly insensitive. Okay? Don't do that. Just as a matter for your personal edification as you go along in life, don't do that. Okay? Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Mr. Warren McCartney. How are you, sir?
I'm great. How's it going?
Wonderful. It's always a joy to call to talk to your talk show.
Awesome.
I've only got one question, though. International observers. I've heard nothing about the observers yet. Mr. Ingram had observers. Mr. Christie had observers. Is the ongoing prime minister going to have observers?
That is an excellent question.
Well, can do, sir.
Yeah, that is. Well, the fast poll is on Thursday.
Yeah, so we've got to we have him on key, okay? But thanks for letting me share, my brother.
I appreciate it. Someone was to say, FNM lost Long Island in 2012. Yeah, Cartwright. Cartwright was independent, but they won. Because if memory serves correct, the FNM didn't contest it. Or was it the PLP who didn't contest it? One of the other major parties didn't contest it. And therefore, Cartwright won. Can an independent win in this environment? Major parties contest Long Island, can an independent one win? Not according to the last election. All right? Because Loretta Butler-Turner, as popular as she was in Long Island, still didn't win. Them Long Island people, particularly in the south of Long Island, have a problem with the PLP. They feel, whether you believe it just or it's right or it's not right, they feel as though they were subject to decades of victimization by the PLP. But I know Philip Bethel was a PLP MP. I believe it was. Long Island. We got a call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Mr. McCartney. How are you?
I'm great. How's it going?
Awesome, man. Awesome. Mr. McCartney, I personally, in my humble opinion, believe that you're one of the best journalists in the country.
Thank you very much.
But I have to go with Brave David's team on this one because remember in the 2017 election how you and this team tied up Alkitas, the all-hog tie, Alkitas man in that studio, and he still put ice on them lumps on his head that y'all gave him. So, you know, I mean, I could understand why they want to get the questions in early and, you know, all of that type of stuff. Because, see, you have to understand, you are a journalist to the heart. And not only that you are you are loyal to your country and everything. So the probing and stuff that you're going to do, they may not be prepared to go with, so you know, I could understand them, you know, at a crucial time.
But
like
why? Why? What's the problem? Why can't I ask you a question and you answer it? Like, I don't know. What's complicated about that? I don't get it.
Sure. Ask again now.
I said, what's so complicated about answering questions? Like, I'm not going to ask you about your personal life or nothing, like, to no great extent. I just want to know your philosophical underpinnings, mainly, and how you would govern. That's all I'm asking.
Yeah, but I don't see no difficulties with if you are asking straightforward questions, but That one with Michael Kiedis with the bat and all that, man, y'all railroaded
right.
him on that one.
They ain't ready for that type of action.
I don't think they're ready for that type of action.
Okay.
Stuff, so, right. Yeah, so I can understand that.
That's fine. Yeah, that's fine. I mean, you know, it would be nice if he does interviews. That is normal and happens all over the globe. But if he does not want to give an interview, okay. I'm fine. Just don't play games with me. And waste my time. I'm not saying Brave did it, but it's who you know who I'm talking. You know who you are, right? Don't waste my time. If he don't want to do an interview, just say no. Okay? That's what I got from the FNM. So just say that. It says Philip Smith. Yes, 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 yes. George's brother. I meant to say Smith. Yes, you're actually correct. Yes. Philip Smith, yes. I knew that. I said the wrong name. Good afternoon, Juan. Would appreciate if you could please let me know where I can find the face shield locally. Thank you. Bahamas Medical Supply over there off Collins Avenue. Was that third? I don't know. Off Collins Avenue, Bahamas Medical Supply. Can't miss it. It's huge. It says, prior to 1997, Long Island used to be two constituencies, North and South. The North is traditionally PLP-leaning, while the South is traditionally FNM. Larry Cartwright won as independent. Absolutely. Yes, you're saying Philip Smith. Philip Smith, I got it now. You can stop messaging me saying it was Philip Smith. Philip Smith was MP for North, they say, not South. All right. Okay, good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hello, good day, Juan McCartney.
How's it going?
All right, man.
All right.
Okay, I got dressed up. Part with North and South Long Island after I say this. What happened, I think, the election that you mentioned or the text in about that Long Island was PLP.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the time when Ingram wanted Jimmy Knowles to step down,
mm-hmm.
who was FNM.
Mm-hmm.
So he represented Long Island for ages. He wanted him to step down to give Larry Carter a chance, but
mm-hmm.
he refused to step down. So Larry was FNM, but he won as independent. Then he came up to the UVP. Jimmy Knowles lose as FNM. But Larry was also FNM. He just won as independent to get in the House. You understand that people vote for him.
Right.
But what happened, George Smith, Philip Smith, okay, George Smith was Exuma, part of Exuma. Exuma had two constituencies also, Rowellville and Georgetown. And then Long Island had North Long Island. I think it's been North Long Island, Rumkey, and San Salvador. Or part of Exuma. I think it was Rumkey and Conservative with North Long Island. And Philip Smith used to win, George Smith used to win in North Long Island. But not only North Long Island. North Long Island, I think Rumkey and San Salvador. And then you had Jimmy Knowles was for the South.
Mm-hmm.
See? And then before Jimmy Knowles was Donald D. Albinus and Peter Graham.
Wow, your memory is rock solid.
Yeah, man. I grew up under the UBP, you know. And then North Long Island was I think one time you had in the South the PLP used to be Pecos. I don't know if you ever heard of it, but Pecos, because I know they have when I was going to Rose's School in South Long Island, and you know like a singer that the little insect that they sing. I know Pecos did come out with the little singer, and they had on the PLP, and he was Pecos running for Long Island against Donald D. Albinus and Peter Graham. I don't remember who the next PLP representative was. Because it would be two UBP and two PLP at that time, you see?
Yeah.
It would be two representatives. All of Kelly and all of Mississippi, all of Burundi, Lutra, and all of them from Ireland. They used to have two. And there used to be one MP. Two MPs to represent Ireland in those days.
I got you. So now it's just one, and PLP can't get it.
Right.
Right. Well, I guess, thank you for that. I appreciate that.
Yeah, man, I know the history, and I spent 35 years on the police force, so I know, got 40 history when I come down here, you see.
Excellent.
So I have the history.
Well, I appreciate that very much.
Yeah, man.
All right. Thank you. How did we even get talking about that? This is Hurricane Larry might reach by election. What are the party plans if the hurricane come? Hurricane Larry, that ain't coming here. God forbid. Don't even put that on us. Don't even speak that out loud like that. Says Michael, no people like him in the Guardian cost the Progressive Liberal Party in the last interview, so maybe he's thinking twice. I warned them in 2012, vote for Papa, they didn't listen. I warned them in 2017, vote for Brave. Again, they went against me. Now I'm telling them, stick with the devil we know in Minnis, who I think is the worst PM ever. He outdid Mr. Christie by far, but I ain't even sure this lap. Says, these callers don't know what people on some out islands went through during the PLP's reign. That's why some of them don't care to see the PLP. Well, if the PLP was so bad to all the different family, I can understand long. If the PLP was so bad, why they keep voting for him? If the PLP was so bad to him. One, it is Ingram who bring Dr. Minnis a failure. Now you want Dr. Sand. Someday will be prime minister, maybe in the next 100 years. Are we going to get to the fiscal snapshot? No, y'all just raw politics today. We don't want to talk. We don't care about government finances. We're not interested. We just politics. That's it. We'll deal with that another time. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, Anton. I'm well.
I was forced to call in after listening to the caller before last, speaking about, I didn't catch your communication on whatever it is you were trying to have done with Mr. Davis, mm-hmm. but it appears as though you're trying to get an interview.
I was promised an interview.
Pardon me?
I was promised an interview.
Well, between you and the last caller, it was stated that Mr. Davis isn't ready for that kind of action. One, do you realize that Mr. Davis is one of the most experienced attorneys in his country?
I do. Yes, I do.
You realize that he is one of the top QCs in his country?
Of course, yes.
And no one in his country at the bar has presented at the Law Lords over there in London more than Mr. Davis, and successfully at that.
Yeah.
And so, one, I say those things to make the simple point. Speaking with a reporter in Nassau, in Washington, in New York, in Russia, is no thing for Mr. Davis. That's what he does for a living. Okay? In addition to that, one, Mr. Davis has been granting press interviews when he became leader of the PLP and leader of the official opposition. Once every month.
So what's the problem with me then?
And so there's been no issues as it relates to Mr. Davis and him making himself available, even as the opposition leader, right? I guarantee you can't make that same statement about the incompetent prime minister who runs from the press, who holds no press briefings, who takes no questions, who only goes on closed-circuit television cameras and speak to us like children and still can't make sense, even with a pre-prepared script. Mr. Davis doesn't do that, one. Mr. Davis is an accountable person who makes himself available to the press, and I'm certain, one, which I've never seen you at any of the press conferences, I'm certain that you were present as the editor or the senior editor at The Guardian, he would entertain your questions. But I'm certain you've seen your reporters, and they have questions, and they are addressed. Mr. Davis will run from the press one. That is not Mr. Davis' counsel. Now, I don't know what's going on with whoever you spoke to.
Yeah, me either.
Pardon me?
I said, I don't know either. I'm right. Very concerned.
I don't know what's going on with whoever you spoke to, one, but I can assure you, based on Mr. Davis's practice, based on what he has been doing over the last 4.5 years, you should be able to speak and give Mr. Davis his credit and his kudos publicly to say that he has been making himself available and he continues up to this day to make himself available to the press. Now, if you wish one, I would advise a direct reach out to Mr. Davis, even if it's via email, to get to the bottom of whatever is happening. But please, one, don't try to present my leader as though he is running from anyone in the press in the Bahamas, because that's night stuff.
That's not what I didn't do that. I don't know that he knows, Anton. I know that I've been dealing with the PLP, and they told me, here's a day that we want you to interview Mr. Davis, or you can interview Mr. Davis. And then the day came and went. You know, they had me write out questions. I sent the questions in. You know, I just feel like my time was wasted. And I still want to interview him, to be perfectly honest with you. So if you could hook that up, Anton, please, I'd appreciate it.
If you wish one, you know how to reach me by email. You can feel free to send me your message, and I would forward it to his key personnel to ensure that at least a decent level of respect and response is given. Because Mr. Davis ain't no runner. He faces pressure, and he deals with problems.
All right, my brother. I mean, I was just trying to go about it the official way. I know Brave Davis, right? I have his numbers. He's got numerous. I've interviewed him many times, spoken with him many, many, many times. All right? We don't always agree on things, but I have a good relationship with him. So, but I was just trying to, they like direct all your inquiries through this, and that's what I did. And this is what I get. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. It says, good morning. The F&M was crumbling from day one, so that is all expected as a result of their problems. Every month, the drama continued, so PM had to call election. One, you know Brave Dave. Yeah, yeah. I got clout, you know. I talked to everybody. I called everybody. Christy, Ingram, Davis, Minnis. You don't talk to me no more, but we used to talk, right? All of them would take my call. Not Minnis. All of them except Minnis. I don't know what the problem is. I don't know what the issue is. I don't know. I think I've been, you know, balanced. Good afternoon. Question. If you work on a private island, key isn't the employer's responsibility to provide worker transportation back and forth when going on vacation break? Can you look into this, please? I don't know. Is it? I'm not sure. I'll ask. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. After this, Kermie, I want to take a break because I don't want to play. We've been playing the ads in one block, and they have PLP and F&M ads in there, so I'd like to separate them. So after this call, let's take a break.
Good afternoon, Juan. How you doing?
Hey, good afternoon. How's it going?
Man, everything cool. Man, Juan, you do your 2 weeks?
2 weeks what?
On vacation. When you'll be on a vacation.
Yeah, man. How you mean?
Well, that's going up quick, boy. Welcome back, man. Welcome back.
Not to people
the
out there.
Called,
they
he
were
the guy called and he said he thought it was recording. I thought it was recording that day, too. That 2 weeks gone fast, eh?
I've been back since last week.
Yeah, I know. I listen to every show since then, yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, one, my fool, yeah. Yeah,
hey,
one, Anton talking absolutely foolishness. Steve McKinney was doing talk show in this country for the last 35, 40 years. And Steve McKinney is saying the show every afternoon. He has never, ever interviewed Brave Davis on any talk show he was hosting.
Really?
Love 97, More FM, his own station, all that. You know Otlin H. Bodie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Otlin H. Bodie Jr.
Right.
He has his talk show. I call that a lot. He was trying to get Brave Davis on his show. That's his boy now. Two of them used to be lawyers. He loved Brave Davis to death. He was trying to get Brave Davis on his show, I don't know, must be for the last four years and 3 months.
From really?
He became opposition leader. And he reached yet. Then I thought something. Brave Davis is run from the media, yeah? He never do an interview from no one. Let talk shows come up right now and say they interviewed Brave Davis. Let anyone come forward. Who could come forward to say they interviewed Brave Davis? None of them. Brave Davis, he didn't do no interview, and he would do no, you know what I'm talking about? He would debate Minnis. You know Minnis can't talk. He can't talk that good to anyone. They can't wax elegantly like Christie. But, you know, he won't go debate Minnis. But he ain't never been on no talk show you want. Don't listen to them talking foolishness. He's run from the media.
Okay, yeah. My brother.
All right.
Now, I'm going to say, I wouldn't say he runs from the media. I know that not to be true as a generalization because I'm in the media and I've interviewed him many times. I know other people who have interviewed him many times. Now, he may not have sat on a talk show. I'm not sure whether that's the case or not, but I know I've interviewed him many times. All right. Okay. It says... let's do the phone call. Oh, no. Let's do the break. Kermie, through the break, and then we'll come back, and then we'll do another break so we don't mix up the political ads. All right? Stay tuned.
Show me Bulla Boy in his phone. What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happen, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and we'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl, everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Hospitals are collapsing. Doctors say our healthcare system is past the breaking point. Nurses disrespected. Not enough beds or resources. Now, this government failed to disclose who's really benefiting from millions in COVID contracts, hiding who profits from travel visas, from food assistance, from COVID testing fees. So while healthcare collapsed, who got rich? The FNM can't fix the crisis. They are the crisis.
This has been a paid political announcement by the PLP.
Summer is heating up, and Burger King Nassau is bringing the flavor. Introducing our all-new take on a classic chicken sandwich, the Barbecue Swiss Crispy King. Our new sandwich is full of smoky and tangy flavor and features our crispy chicken patty with tangy chipotle sauce, onion rings, bacon, Swiss cheese, lettuce, and tomato, plus a smoky barbecue sauce on a soft potato bun. The new Barbecue Swiss Crispy King chicken sandwich with fries and a Pepsi is a summer treat you will love to eat, but only available for a limited time, and only at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Bahamas Check Services Limited has been printing checks, business forms, and deposit books in the Bahamas for over 30 years. We are highly specialized in creating custom forms to suit any and all your business needs. If you need continuous forms, continuous invoices, invoice books, or purchase orders, we can provide them for you. Call 677-8720 or email checks@coralwave.com.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name's Juan McCartney. I was not sure that we had an interview schedule for today, but we do have the Progressive Liberal Party booked for this segment. So I thought I was going to be speaking with Glenys Hannah-Martin, but they're telling me that Dr. Marcus Bethel, the former Minister of Health, is going to be joining us, as well as he was also an MP in Grand Bahama. I believe it was at East Grand Bahama? Not sure. But good afternoon, Dr. Bethel.
Good afternoon, Juan, and it's a pleasure being with you and your listening audience.
Excellent. I'm curious, why did the party send a former cabinet minister as opposed to a candidate to speak to the new platform?
That's a good question. I think you need to ask the party that. Nonetheless, I'm here, and I guess you have to deal with me.
I got to deal with you. I got to deal with you. Let me ask you seriously. Why, after the last term in office and the many missteps and things that occurred that were unexplained, should we now have confidence that the PLP is a different machine, so to speak?
Well, I can only speak from my observations. I am not actively involved with frontline politics. I think that obviously when mistakes are made, lessons are learned. And those who repeat mistakes really ought not to be considered seriously. So my position is that clearly mistakes haven't been made. I think that the party is a party that understands and tries to correct the mistakes. There's not one party on this planet, and not one government on this planet that has not made mistakes. So they're all part of a global situation.
Yeah. You're the former Minister of Health. You're a former Minister of Health. So let's talk about the huge matter of the pandemic that's going on. From your point of view, how has this current administration, the FNM administration, handled the pandemic? I keep hearing the statement that, well, it's never happened before, and so it's hard to deal. But in your clinical assessment, how's it been going?
Well, I think that the management of the pandemic in the Bahamas leaves much to be desired. I would give it a poor rating. And I say that because over the past 16, 18 months, year and a half since the pandemic entered the Bahamas, since we began experiencing fallout in March of last year, there have been many mistakes and missteps. Again, that is not only in the Bahamas. Many countries in the world have made mistakes in trying to manage this pandemic. So again, let's keep things in its proper perspective. However, the mistakes that we've made are in large part are mistakes that ought not to have been made. And I say that because if one plans effectively, one and executes with precision, one will get positive results. So failure to plan leads to a failure in execution. I think that as we looked at over the past 18 months, there have been many missteps along the way, starting off in the beginning, in the earliest stages, where it appeared that the government of the day underestimated the severity of the pandemic and hence underfunded the response to what was needed to actually help mitigate the effect of the pandemic in the Bahamas. In order to effectively manage these types of pandemics or epidemics requires adequate funding. And funding comes in the provides for not only medical and nursing and support services, which have to be ramped up dramatically, but it also means the availability of supply chain supplies to face the pandemic head on. We found in the early stages that supplies were not available, swabs were not available, test kits were not available, et cetera, et cetera. So these were the earliest missteps that then put us behind the eight ball, as they say. We were not able to ever catch up because we started off late in getting supplies in. And then as we went along, we underestimated the impact on the country's health care resources, so that we've underfunded the staffing, the personnel. Last year, some 40 doctors were let go from the hospital, from the PHA. Now they've had to call them back. These are missteps that happen because poor planning leads to poor execution and poor results. And that is what we have had to face over the coming, the ensuing 18 months. And then we get into the more recent period of the vaccines. Right now, we are dependent on nations giving us vaccines. Now, come on. When the Ministry of Health and the minister claimed that they had gone through COVAX to secure some 26,000 or odd number of vaccines, that's a fraction of the population of the Bahamas. We should have put the funding into acquiring vaccines in a quantity that would satisfy the population of the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. That was not done. And so we're sitting behind, sitting now waiting for India, waiting for the United States, in addition to COVAX, to provide vaccines for our population. Those are major missteps in terms of planning and execution. So those are three examples that cover the 18 months that we're talking about. There are many more in between, but I may not have time to get into all of them. But please, go ahead.
Okay. Now, the PLP says it's going to build a new hospital on New Providence and a new hospital on Grand Bahama. Now, those sound like great ideas, but I have a couple of questions about that. One, where does the money come from to do that, particularly given that the PLP said it's going to reduce VAT? And two, what else are they going to do to bolster the healthcare system? Because as one doctor pointed out, you could have a brand new hospital, but if the management of your healthcare system is not adequate, it serves no purpose.
That is correct. That is a correct statement. You can have all the technical resources available, but the human personnel is of greatest importance. The skills to adequately manage your healthcare system. And that means a ramping up of and training of individuals who are cut out for the first world management of healthcare systems. We cannot just promote people up because they've been in the system forever. Many times we have to make some hard choices and bring in, look for within our population, and if not outside of our population, those individuals that can really manage a healthcare system, which is a very complex proposal. And so I agree with the statement you just made that you can have all kinds of facilities, but if you don't have the personnel in place to manage it properly, it becomes a failure. Again, failure to plan leads to failure. You have to plan in advance. You have to know what the dynamics of the situation are. You have to analyze them, and then you fund according to the need. In other words, gap analyses have to be done to make sure that you have in place more than just a building. Now, coming back to the question of building a hospital, well, again, governments have access to international funding, where I'm sure they can borrow money to help with such needs. So that is not the problem. The problem is the management of the facilities and the personnel to run the facilities, the doctors, the nurses, the support staff, etc. We can go on forever.
Gotcha. All right. So if you have one message that you want to put out to the public to say, this is the reason you should vote for the Progressive Liberal Party and make the Progressive Liberal Party the next government, what would it be? If you have, it doesn't have to be one point, but if you have just one message to send, what would that be?
My message to the public would be this: get vaccinated and follow social protocols. A healthy nation is a wealthy nation, and nothing will happen for any government, any party, unless we get the health of this nation at a level that we have a productive society. And so I would say that individuals need to be satisfied that they're doing their part to facilitate the health of this nation. And until that happens, the economy will continue to suffer. And so my message, which should be the same as any party and any government, is get vaccinated and follow the health protocols that are in place. That is the only way we're going to get on top of this COVID matter. And then other things will flow therefrom.
I gotcha. All right. And so you're confident that the Progressive Liberal Party's plan is a sound one that could actually help guide us out of this pandemic and lead to greater wealth and prosperity and health for Bahamians.
Absolutely. I think that they are speaking to the issue as it ought to be done, as ought to be done, and not standing in front of a bunch of vaccines that have arrived from donor nations. That doesn't help anybody. What we want is to get a plan in place that deals with getting the population vaccinated. And that means public service announcements, education, training, and the resources to manage the epidemic itself at the hospitals, at the clinics, and of course, being sure that people meet the requirements of the rules that are in place. And of course, manning our borders appropriately.
Okay, well, I appreciate it. I do hope that people listen to you. I do also hope that both major political parties are practice better health protocols at their events so that we can mitigate the spread of COVID-19. And I do wish the Progressive Liberal Party all the best at the polls. I thank you for joining me today, Dr. Bethel. Good talking to you, as always.
It's been my pleasure, and good luck to our all parties concerned, and of course to our nation of Bahamians who want only the best for the country. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, we're going to take a break here and play the last round of commercials, and then we're going to come back and we'll deal with your text messages and calls. No fiscal snapshot, eh? No? Tomorrow. I want to go through it, so we'll do it tomorrow. Was Dr. Bethel in the House or the Senate? Is my memory that bad? I don't remember. Senate. Right? We got to take a break. We'll be right back. I'll Google it. I'll be right back after this.
Good representation. This could have been your community center. The value of community centers cannot be doubted. The last PLP regime embarked on the initiative. This uncaring government came to power, stopped, reviewed, and canceled it. Such is their lack of concern for community. Such is their lack of concern for people. I am going to be advocating on your behalf as I came door to door speaking to you that we revive this unfinished policy. This can no longer be the Freetown Community Center, but Freetown. You ought to have a community center. I again invite you, Freetown, to a new day with Wayne Monroe and the PLP.
This has been a paid political announcement by Mr. Wayne Monroe, PLP candidate for Freetown.
Breakfast just got better at Wendy's. Introducing the Breakfast Biggie Bag. Enjoy a double sausage muffin with two square sausage patties, a freshly cracked egg, and cheese served on a toasted English muffin, a medium waffle fries, and an orange juice for only $5.25, fat inclusive. Add an apple pie for just $1 more.
Say what?
At Wendy's, better breakfast is all day. Offers valid in participating locations. Wendy's, different inside and out.
Let me ask you a few questions. What's your name?
Pam.
Favorite food?
Steak.
Beer or wine?
Wine.
Is your money safe?
It's under my beds, I guess so.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why?
Unless your money is in a bank or credit union that's a member of the Deposit Insurance Corporation, there's no guarantee it's safe.
Yeah, but what if something happens to the bank?
Your Bahamian dollar deposits are insured up to $50,000, so you'd still be ahead. Plus, your mattress might catch fire. Then what?
Man, those banks and credit unions are looking good right about now.
Visit the DIC's website at www.dic.bs. Protection for your money, guaranteed with DIC.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, Bahamas, and welcome to the revolution. Welcome back to the revolution here on Guardian Radio. We have just gotten, just dealt with politics the entire time, which is, and some of the pandemic, and I guess the politics involved, the politics of the pandemic in terms of the political events that are going on right now. Okay. Let's deal with your text messages. It says Canada and Mexico couldn't get vaccines. We were supposed to get vaccines. Man, you're good. You can hold your tongue well. Well, his opinion is we shouldn't have waited for other countries to donate vaccines to us. These fellas think the treasury is only 25 cent bubblegum machine that money's just flow out of to build anything. You either have to tax or borrow. Stop all promises that don't have the financial mapping of how it will be funded. Yep. All right. Says, LOL, the caller said Dr. Minish can't talk and Brave can't talk either. I'm hollering. The caller is so right. Good day, Juan and Dr. Bethel, being that the PM is a doctor. Why is the Bahamas rated 179 out of 180 countries? Please, can we have an answer today from Grand Bahama? We are listening. I couldn't tell you. It says, Brave fumbles a lot when a microphone is put in front of his face, so he might not run from the media, but he can't think on his feet and answer questions when the media asked what he was bringing to the table different from the government. His answer was me. Yeah, I heard that. Good afternoon. The PLP sure sent the right person to your show. He sure executed every answer to your question and with dignity and pride. I mean, I certainly am happy to talk to Dr. Bethel, but I was under the impression that there would be candidates appearing. It says, why does Anton start talking soft and then start yelling at the end? He needs anti-anxiety pills. It says, want to notice the PLP is not saying anything about the National Development Plan. Do they plan to complete the National Development Plan they started in the last administration? Yeah, they've said that it's in their blueprint for change. Are they going to implement the National Development Plan? Nah. My issue is that the National Development Plan is far more wide-reaching than the blueprint for change. In my estimation, you should incorporate the blueprint for change into the National Development Plan, as opposed to saying, we're going to implement the National Development Plan and do some other things. The National Development Plan is far, 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 far-reaching. One, the building of a new hospital is great. Maybe can be one of the great ideas to become public-private projects. Let's sell shares to all who want to buy. I think a great location could be the property west of the Red Cross office. Name the hospital Lake Hospital. They got 10 acres for sale out there. I saw that the other day when I was going to watch Shang-Chi. By the way, go see Shang-Chi in IMAX. It is fantastic. They really stepped up. I don't know what that was with Black Widow and Endgame was, you know, but that, Shang-Chi, solid, right? All right. Yeah, Infusion was great. Went to Fusion Service, great, beautiful. Juan, would you happen to know if companies would pay their staff who are on furlough once the unemployment benefit stops? That'd be up to the well, at this point, that's a good question. I'd have to work through that. Good question. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hello, Juan.
Hello, Juan.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay, I can hear you.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, Juan, quick question. Mm-hmm. Did the PLP vote against face masks, social distance, and opening of some of the restaurants?
Now, that's kind of a loaded question because they certainly didn't support the emergency orders, but the PLP has never said that they're against the health protocol, all the health protocols.
Yeah, but they voted down wearing masks. They voted down social distancing. They voted down many things. If the PLP call themselves responsible, and we are people that are trying to manage this thing. How are they going to manage this thing by voting everything down that is medically sound for a pandemic?
I understand the point you're trying to make, but what I'm saying to you is this. The PLP never said they don't believe in the health protocols. They said they believe that ordinary legislation should be crafted to do it with a committee so that there wouldn't be one competent authority and all this stuff like that. So I won't put on the PLP that they're against all the health protocols.
Okay, I understand that part. But one, I think they have a good idea concerning the hospital. I was hoping that the F&M government did it, but we need a hospital in Carmichael Road.
Yeah, agreed.
Somewhere around there.
Yeah, agreed. Yes.
It's really a shame that if an emergency happens, people got to come way, the ambulance got to come way from Shirley Street or wherever,
yeah,
just to get to Carmichael Road. And I think that is a poor strategy. Plus one, I have a question that I hope you ask some of the MPs this when they come on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Quick question. Is anyone going to think about opening what you call an infectious disease center? So what will happen is you'll have doctors and nurses who know how to handle the situation rather than just asking every doctor or nurse to deal with this pandemic or this situation. I think we need a hospital or what you call an institute that deals with infectious disease.
Specifically.
That when people were to get COVID, they don't have to be mingling with other people in the hospital.
Agreed.
I just want to hang up and hear what you have to say, Juan.
Okay, thanks. I agree with you. I think that there should be a separate facility where just the COVID patients are dealt with and not Princess Margaret. And I know it's a resource issue as well, but, you know, you could have tried to, you could see if you could put people. We got another break? Oh, we're over. Oh, Jesus. Okay. Senate, Dr. Bethel was in the Senate, by the way. We're out of time. Okay. So we got to go. We'll be back tomorrow. Fiscal snapshot. Wrap your mind around it. We're going to talk about it and other things. All right. So you guys take care out there and have a great day, Bahamas.